Good day, everyone. This is your host, Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We have some intriguing stories to share with you today, straight from the heart of Australia's bustling insurance sector. As we enter the second week of September 2024, our first story delves into the fascinating world of autonomous vehicles set to change the face of motor insurance as we know it. Howden Re, in its latest report, Shaping the Future of Risk, suggests that the rise of these self-driving marvels is going to blur traditional boundaries of liability. By 2030, half of the new vehicles on our roads are expected to be not just electric, but also equipped with autonomous features. Now, here's the twist. As driving responsibility shifts from humans to AI, litigation complexities could skyrocket, involving everyone from manufacturers to software developers. Our current motor liability strategies definitely have a challenge on their hands. On to our next story. Cybersecurity Heavyweight Coalition has launched a trailblazing reinsurance intermediary called Coalition Re. With the backing of capacity providers, primarily Aspen, this novel solution promises profound insights into the oft-murky world of cyber risks. Sean Ram, Coalition's head of insurance, proudly shares that their approach will help entities grasp and mitigate these risks more effectively. Their offer also includes exclusive access to risk management tools for their active cyber insurance policyholders. According to Bobby Bianconi, Aspen's head of cyber, Coalition Re is a beacon of clarity in the complex and ever-changing landscape of cyber risk. Moving away from the cyber world, we shift to a local homeowner's dilemma that highlights the paramount importance of adhering to insurance policy stipulations. When her vehicle, parked on the street, was stolen, her insurer, Escuas, rejected the claim. Why, you ask? It was due to a clause that excludes coverage for vehicles left on the street overnight. Remember, folks, clarity about policy details, especially parking arrangements, can be crucial in ensuring your claim holds water. Our final story today is a dramatic tale of a travel claim rejection due to a unique reason, violation of flight crew timing regulations. Unfortunately for a hopeful traveler, Lloyd's Australia denied his insurance claim relating to costs incurred from a canceled flight. The punchline? Flight crew exceeding legal working hour limits does not fit under the usual suspects of strikes, riots, or adverse weather. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority did grace him with a $2,000 payout for delays exceeding 6 hours, shedding light on the complex interpretations in travel insurance policies. Always remember, in the world of insurance, knowledge is power. Choose wisely, understand your terms, and stay vigilant. For further advice, information, or to check out our services, head on over to financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori signing off. Stay safe, Australia.